A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Samach Tes, Ksubas 69b, pagination is 138. Counting up from the bottom six lines, the first word on the word is Meir, as in Rebbe Meir, then a two dots, and then we begin. Our Gemara is about Ilfa, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a colleague of Rabbi Yochanan. We encountered the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan in Tainis Chaf Aleph 21, in which Ilfa left the yeshiva to go do business, and when he came back, he declared that he still was an enormous Talmud Chacham despite his business ventures. Tala Nafshe B'Iskarya D'Mekusa, he hung himself on a mast of a ship, Omar, and he made a declaration, Ika de Osi, if there's anybody who can come, de Omali Milsa, and tell me something, de Ve Rabchia v'Rav Oshia, from the teachings of Rabchia and Rav Oshia, from their brises, v'lom pashitna, and I can't explain it, pashitna le, I can't explain it, I can't give it just the source, mimas nisen, from Mishnayis, nafilam iskarya v'tavana, May I fall from the mast into the water and drown. A very bold declaration that he maintained his proficiency in Torah study. Keep in mind that this is indeed a great skill, a great level of proficiency in Torah, to be able to take a cryptic statement that was accepted as law, and be able to explain the basis for that ruling. Also, Ahu Saba, so a certain older person came, Tonale, and he said as follows, which was an accurate statement, but they didn't understand the source and the reason for it. Ha'omer, a person says on his deathbed, Tnu shekel livni b'shabes, give my child a shekel, which is a reasonable but small coin, every week to support him. V'ru'uyin liten lehem sela, but the child really needs a sela, a larger coin, in order to sustain himself through the week. Nostim lehem sela, we indeed give the child, the children, we give them the larger coin from the estate. V'im Omar, however, if the person said, Al titnu lahem ela shekel, don't give them more than the shekel coin. He actually said as a don't. Ein nosnim lahem ela shekel, then indeed you're not allowed to give more than the shekel, and the estate will be tapped into according to the rate that he described. V'im Omar, furthermore, if the man said, Imesu yirshu acherim tachtehem, when they die, someone else should get the estate. Bein she'omar tenu, bein she'omar al titnu. Regardless of how he phrased the allocation, even if it was just what you should give them, and now that you see they need more, you want to give them more, ein nosim lehem ela shekel, you would not be allowed to tap into the estate more than the amount he allocated, because quite clearly, there was a limitation on the amount he's allocating for the children because he's anticipating that the remainder should go to a different person. So you can't give the children more to the detriment of that second beneficiary. But in essence, we're wondering how a person after he dies can still have an impact into how the money is being allocated. These are his inheritors. They inherit the money. How are you impacting the allocation? Omale, so Ilfa answered, Hamani, Rab Meir hi. It's following the ruling of Rab Meir, the Omar, who says, Mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of a dying person. So if he said, give them a shekel, and really they need more, so we were willing to give them more because the dying person never restricted it. He thought that a shekel was enough, but if we would have told him that a sela is what's needed, he certainly would have agreed. However, if he said, don't give them more than a shekel, then what he's in essence saying is, I want a restriction placed on how much is allocated for them, because he wants them to get their act together and not to live off the inheritance. Now, what's very interesting over here is that if they indeed need a sela in order to live, and he's allocating only a shekel, and he in fact put a limit on it, that he only wants a shekel to go to them, according to this statement, we're going to listen to him and we're only going to give them a shekel. How are they going to live? And the answer, of course, is they're going to be getting money from tzedakah, from communal charity funds, in order to support them. Which prompts Rashi to ask, I don't understand how a person can do that. This is the money that's supposed to be theirs, spent. How do you hold back money in order to enrich yourself at the expense of the communal charity funds? And Rashi makes reference to a person who we encountered earlier in the Masechta who says, don't bury me from my own money, because he wants his own money to stay in the family and go to the children as an inheritance. He wants to be buried from communal funds. Ein shomim lo. We don't listen to him because he can't make his descendants rich on communal expense. So why over here is he able to pull this off? And Rashi gives a fascinating answer. Rashi says, because over here, nichse lav de yasmi ninhu, the money doesn't really belong to the people who need it. Ki im lefi tzavoso, it's only theirs to, in the terms that he created this trust, so to speak, because it's mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, it's a mitzvah to listen to him, and therefore it's not their money, except according to the terms. And therefore, when they come to ask for communal support in charity, we can't turn to them and say, you have no right. Spend your own money for your sustenance. They don't have money. The money has not been allocated to them except according to the terms that the person who's causing the inheritance made as terms on that inheritance. And therefore, the way this is structured, as the Gemara understands it, is such that the money truly does not belong to them, and therefore they take what they can get from the estate according to the terms, and the remainder will be provided for by the communal funds. In contrast, when a person has to be buried, we tap into his own funds first. And if he has those funds, he has no ability to say, please give the money to the children and then bury him from communal. That simply doesn't work, because that is indeed his money, and we would tap into that before anything else. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.